Hi, gang. We're back at the office to do a recap of Vegas,
baby.
And guess what, gang? We all came back. I feel a little sick just because I threw up in Vegas, and I'm still trying to replenish all the hot dogs that my body requires. Wit is just, he's just always traveling, so I think he's used to this, and he has to travel tonight. And Rod is still suffering from long COVID, because he's coughing every 5 minutes.
It's just a normal cough, dude.
Yeah, no, there's nothing normal cough. About coughing your entire life.
I remember I coughed for like a year.
Yeah,
before COVID.
You continued to cough.
I started COVID.
No.
With all your little bathroom adventures.
What's with this cough, Rod?
That was just a little cough. I just had some water.
No, but
in
you
my
still
throat.
Got it. You're coughing. You're hacking left and right, making people
I'm
uncomfortable.
I'm not hacking that much.
Rod.
I'm not making anyone uncomfortable.
Oh, Rod.
Rod.
What are we going to do with
that?
We
cough a regular amount.
No, that's not. Then do we cough an irregular amount? Because we don't cough our entire lives. We don't cough.
I have two unhealthy friends right now. Yeah. Clay, but it's temporary. He just threw up. He's feeling bad. Rod, long COVID, could be TB. Whatever it is, it's infectious. He doesn't care about it.
Rod, you need to back up. I know you want to like.
I just like to lean on my big chair.
I know.
You're doing the Richard Dreyfuss from Bill Maher. You see that?
No, I don't want
you to. Didn't see that?
No.
Fucking Club Random where he's like melting into his chair.
Oh.
Y'all know about this?
Mm-hmm. I'm not watching Club Random.
I'm watching Club Random. Must be one of the one and only episodes I've missed.
All right. Yeah. Yeah.
I actually also had diarrhea all day yesterday.
You visited the 30s.
Yeah. Multiple times.
Well.
It felt crazy.
Feeling better today?
A little bit.
I
can I say something?
What?
Water too cold.
What are you talking about, too cold? Too cold.
If it's 5 degrees below room temp, it's too cold.
Nah, man. I love it.
You trying
cold.
To shock my... You think I'm trying to give my stomach an ice bath? No, yeah. Bitch.
Yeah.
Water should be room temp.
Mm-mm.
What?
Yes.
This is wild.
I hope
I've
everybody listening's got
like
cracking
that.
Open an ice cold bottle.
No. What are you doing? You're giving your fucking throat an ice bucket challenge?
Yeah.
How is that nice? I like to chug.
It's
I like
refreshing.
To get it all.
Because you're trying to. I want to enjoy it because I love drinking water. That's your hell. Personally.
Water shouldn't be enjoyed. Water shouldn't even be taken in at all in my book.
Right.
And that's the book of the Bible. That's my book.
Yeah.
That's in there?
Yes.
All right. Okay, that's fair.
Right. Interesting.
I would personally rather visit the 30s for 2 weeks straight instead of lose the amount of money that I lost yesterday.
Yeah. I think what really needs to happen is like when you're up the first 1 minute of gambling, I think we all just have to pack it in. We have to find something else.
No, what it needs to happen is that you guys need to be. I realized this yesterday, Rod. Because Clay and you are not high rollers, and you're not going ham, risking your, especially Rod, because Rod's rich, risking your life savings every time we go, it makes me have to carry that burden.
Yeah.
So if I was to win, and then Rod was like, all right, I want to go to the high limit room and do some crazy bets, then I would be satiated.
I just want to do little bets.
Right, and so that's
I saw Rod gamble for like 2 seconds.
He didn't gamble at all because he's a bad friend. He was thinking.
I gambled about $200.
Was it all that in the high limit?
Yeah, it was all the $10 spins of the NFL thing.
Ooh, I could have told
that
you.
Game.
Skip
that game was awesome. Though.
I had a great time.
That's the best thing Rod did.
Why? What well, happens
that's
in the
basically
game?
Basically, all I did. I just like the reels spinning around.
Yeah,
and
I like
the
reels
noises.
Too.
Yeah, but you lose on those games.
We lose on every game.
No, you don't, dude.
Absolutely.
You win only if you gamble for 2 minutes at a casino.
Maybe
it sucks, dude. It fucking sucks.
Casinos are done.
Okay, so gang, if you listen, this is part three. And listen, I know, gang, this is like, if you're only listening to the main feed, and you're like, what the fuck are you guys talking about? This is a part of a three-part saga. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to tell you.
Isn't this 4 parts?
This should be...
Well, one part... hold up. So the first part is on the normal feed.
And that's you making me buy the ticket.
Right.
And then the next part was yesterday from the hotel. That's in the Patreon.
Right.
And then today's a recap. It's
and
fine.
What, what's the key? Is there a number attached to that?
It's 3.
And what, did Rod think it was another number besides 3?
4. It was 4. I'm sorry.
So this was a debate that I just won?
You did.
Well, win. But realize, who helped you? Who helped back you up?
You did?
Yep.
So you were part of the winning, too.
Yep.
It was 2v1.
Rod's trying to cause some trouble again.
I'm not trying to cause any trouble.
Trying to split us up.
Exactly.
I'm not trying to split anybody up.
And we beat him with facts and logic, and he is just, he's down for the count.
I am down for the count.
Anywho, gang, so this is our part 3. If you want a quick little recap of what happened, that is, Wit did pretty bad the first day of gambling.
No, it didn't. I crushed it.
How did you end the night?
You crushed it in the first few minutes of gambling.
Well, that's not what I'm talking about.
I was crushing it for like 6 full hours.
Right.
And then when I went to that one thing with the woman, blackjack, and then the one thing with the woman is where my losing streak began.
Right.
And then...
as a whole, you weren't... Listen, I know there's some ups, but I'm talking about the bitch ended.
And then you left. You and Rod, you went to show Rod the hotel.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Me and Bud go to Top Dollar, and I almost get it all back.
Right.
And it's the old Top Dollar, like the vintage Top Dollar, one line machine.
The reel's beautiful.
And I hit the biggest I've ever gotten there at Top Dollar. And then I you guys link back up, and I go to this new game I really wanted to win, and that's where I then lost everything.
Is this the firecracker game again?
It is a firecracker game.
Yeah.
You're obsessed, dude.
Because it's fucking...
It had a different thing, and he wanted to get it.
Brings me so much joy. That's the problem with these machines. Yeah. It's like, you go play cards, sure, but you're going to lose. You're absolutely going to lose, unless you only want to play for 2 minutes, you win 2 hands, and you get out. And I don't want that. I want to... experience where I get to fucking watch some shit sparkle off or explode.
Wait, did you give me money at all?
What do you
mean? as a vault, like to hold on to?
No.
Okay, just making sure. I remember vaulting 1,000 when we were at the Morongo or somewhere, and I gave it. No, at Yamava, I know he gave it to you.
No, I did give you money.
That's what I thought, bitch.
But then I asked for it back.
Yeah, but when?
Nugget?
Like, late at night, right before Rod got there.
Yeah. So we were on a, you know.
So I was winning for a while.
Yeah.
When we were having our steak, I was still crushing it.
Yeah.
What should I have done? You should have taken $500 out of the winnings, played little bets all night, gone to bed.
You can't do that, though.
I know.
You can't do that.
I know. It's in me. It's in my blood.
It's like basically saying, oh, I should have just like driven home after winning my first hand pay.
Which I've done that twice.
I've seen him do that. But it has to be like a pretty significant hand pay.
I don't have that in me no more.
Yeah.
It's gone. But then the next day, all right, we wake up. Everybody feels like pure shit.
Yeah. I had some turdies that were a little squirty, and then I threw up too. I drank a lot that night, and then the next day wasn't feeling so hot. We did a podcast. If you're a gambler or an artist, you have been caught up at this point. And then now it's the next day. We're about to go to Resorts World. That's where the home of Vegas Matt, our favorite YouTuber.
It's the best casino.
It's the best casino.
You walk through and you feel like you're in a Vegas Matt video. It's beautiful.
Everybody feels like your friend.
Yep. Yeah.
Everybody there is attractive.
I'm done gambling. BJ Novak was there.
Even the people who are maybe like on paper ugly, they look great.
Right.
That's the vibe of
Resorts
World.
Some people. You go, on paper, listen up, where are you going? Turn around.
Listen,
on paper, you're uglier than a discarded dog. Mm-hmm. But
here in Resorts World?
You're in Resorts World, you're beautiful, and I don't want you to forget.
I mean like their ugliness is it these qualities really work for them and they've become beautiful.
Your ugliness is doing so much for you right now.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Here in Resorts World. I just want you to let you know that.
You look great.
Right.
Beautiful.
I love Resorts World.
So we go into the High Limit room.
My favorite place in all of Vegas is the High Limit of Resorts World.
I'm crushing it once again pretty quickly. But I'm down at this point a considerable amount.
Can I say something about the high limit room at Resorts World?
Can what? I say something too? Wait, coolest... before Rod, can I say something?
Oh. Yeah.
Can we have a microwave in here for cold water?
I almost put my old microwave in here.
Okay, Rod, your turn to say something.
Resorts World has one of the craziest things I've ever seen. By some of the machines, they have a little TV that they
a tiny little wall with a TV on it. Beautiful. Beautiful.
I didn't even notice.
It's beautiful. Like the craziest thing I've ever seen.
I was in a tornado.
They should have a Vegas map button on there, too.
They also had like a room in the back of the high limit room. They had like a couch in it.
Oh, yeah, and it's extra high limit where you can do $1,000 spins. That shit was crazy. Yeah.
When there's one video where Vegas Matt gets like adult royal or something on a video poker game, and he doesn't run. He runs around the thing, and I saw where he ran around. And I'm like, that feels like I'm in a museum.
Right it now. Really does.
This is historical.
I saw the Mo Mummy he was playing.
Yeah.
I saw the Willy Wonka game he played the other day.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I love it.
I love it too.
I love Resorts World.
I love Vegas Matt.
So now we're playing. Whit would do a thing where he would place a game at the high limit room and win a lot of money. he would get a hand pay well over the minimum hand pay, and I was like, "Fuck, dude, you're even now."
Time to
and
go.
And he would slowly turn his head to me and just shake his head no, and then slowly turn his head back. And I'm like, uh-oh, boy's gone.
We were having some fun. Clay took a photo of me in front of the screen at one of them where you can see there's no life behind my eyes. I'm like dead because I know. And then I go to another machine that we've never played, and it gave me the most satisfying bonus ever where there's like this guy with a gold tooth is bouncing around with some dynamite, and I just absolutely crushed it. Clay's like, oh, you're way up now. And
he
at him.
Wins a mount that I'm like, fucking holy shit, dude.
But
I don't remember seeing you gamble this much money.
I was,
and then you slowly turned your head to me after I asked you. And you slowly shook no, and you slowly turned back.
Okay, after those two hand pays, guess how much I was down? And it's
I don't know, dude. I can't even tell you. Was three like grand, maybe?
$1,000?
1,000 bones? What, bitch?
It's only $500.
Why didn't you tell me?
Because I wanted.
Why didn't you tell me?
I thought I could win.
If you knew, well, here's the thing, gang. If I didn't know, because like, you know, I didn't see Whit gamble entire. Like, I didn't keep track of how much she was playing because you know, sometimes where I would show up, I'd show him the hotel room or whatever, come back down, and I just don't know where he is, in his adventure because this is a multi-day thing. And if he would have told me that he was $500 away from whatever,
I would have been like, choked me out.
I would have been like, okay, cool, you won your money back.
We have to leave.
We have to like do. I'm not even in a hurry to get back. But we have to leave.
We did end up being in a hurry to get back.
Yeah, we had a meeting at 7.
Well, we weren't really in it. Yeah. It was just because there was a big wreck.
Yeah.
But I mean, the rule that we've never once done.
We've done it once.
We have.
We've done it. Either we did it at Yamava.
So if I am 80% away from winning.
Or if you're 80% there to getting back to even, we have
to
stop.
Yes. If I've won 80% of my money back
yeah.
We got to go. It's if we've been there for a really long time.
Right.
And we've done it once, and then on the way to the car, I realized I had the rest of the money in my pocket, and I actually did win.
Right.
So.
But at the time, we did do the 80% rule from what? Mm-hmm. How much?
So this is what happened.
E.
That money put me $500 away. And then remember there was $500 left in the thing, in the machine.
Right.
And so I was like convinced, okay, I'll just play this down and then I'll hit another thing and I'll win. Uh-huh. And then I'll get back to even. But then I lost.
Bitch, do you not learn?
No, I don't. I don't. Then I lost all that and said. Right.
Well, it looks like my little experiment didn't work out, and but so hey, I still have some money left over.
Now I'm down 1,000.
Let's just like, I have to book some stuff too. Maybe I'll put this money towards that. No. It's all good. It's all Gucci gang. Let's get out of here.
Nope, didn't do that.
You did not
continued to
Gucci
play
gang.
Trying to hit something, and I didn't. And I left feeling bad, but I will say, I went into this.
And then you also had a headache, right?
Well, I got a headache later at Resorts World. I got a proper migraine. I think probably because I ate pizza in the middle of the night.
If you get a migraine, I should be able to call it your grain. Don't let me interrupt everyone.
It's weird because that same pizza, I think, made me visit the 1930s for an entire day.
Yeah, but it was good pizza. We already hit this on the Patreon, but
yeah,
you know, I made a huge mistake. Okay, I was a fool.
Yeah.
And I am actively here. I'm saying it out loud.
Right.
I'm going to take a few weeks off.
Good for you.
I'm going to try to take, based on my schedule in January,
right,
it doesn't really look like I can even go to a casino because I'm pretty busy.
Yeah, I think you'll find time.
But the goal is to not go back to the casino until I get to go to Resorts World. And here's my new thought. And so for my birth or for Christmas, my dad's gift is he's gonna get me a hotel at the Resorts World Hilton, I think, which is
he's enabling his boy,
which is like 80. It's a cheap hotel. It's like $80, right. but and so he's like, dude, I looked on the website. It's only $80 for a hotel. You sure that's what you want for Christmas? And I was like,
your hand was shaking.
I said, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Give it to me. Give it to me. And he's like, I just feel bad. I got your brother like some guitar thing, and all you want is an $80. Give it to me. Fucking give it to me, daddy.
If Resorts World had any sense or any loyalty to you, you should be having a good, healthy, free play amount waiting for you there.
Sure, yeah. That's the other thing, is I'm not even looking at the apps until middle of the next month.
Yeah, I have $50 at Moronga right now, and I just, like, I can't find it in me to go over there and utilize that money. And also, I think we talked about this on the Patreon. Sorry to all the artists and gamblers out there. I think that the free play is a scam. Not a scam, but it's a predetermined amount. Because I went to Golden Nugget twice with $250, and I walked out with $150 exactly.
Yeah.
Huh.
And it's weird.
Could be. You know what's weird is you never see any...
Could be a quinky dink.
You never see any of these pro gambler guys on YouTube and stuff using free play. It's very rare if they do.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem like they ever really win with it either.
But Rod's won some money with free play.
I've won money with free play.
Rod, have you won money a greater amount than the free play amount? Like, if they give you $50, have you ever won, like, $150?
Yeah, the one time we got, like, $120, and we won, like,
$600. Oh, yeah, that is true. That's happened before.
I did it with the free play that was, like, just on the card for one spin, and I won, like, $400.
That's cool.
It was like $5.
That's giving me chills.
It really is.
It absolutely did. I was playing a James Bond game.
That's great. Good for you. Good for you.
And then I went to bed.
Where were you at?
We were at the casino in Arizona.
Arizona Desert Diamond or
the
something.
Desert Diamond. I love the Desert Diamond.
Oh, I was sitting next to you when you did that. Mm-hmm. That was interesting.
And then I said, I'm going to bed, and then you guys went out to Waffle House.
Because Witt was at his lowest point on the whole trip.
There's nothing lower than that. It's never been lower than that.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's my idea.
Great.
What are you doing on your birthday, Rod?
I don't got any plans.
Uh-oh.
How about my Christmas gift is Rod's birthday?
Okay.
I think that makes sense.
So my birthday gift to you is my Christmas gift. From my dad.
That's pretty good.
What do you think?
I think it's a good time. And I do want to go and stay at the Resorts World.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's middle of February.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's Clay, how about birthday. It's Clay's birthday too?
Sure, why not?
Split it.
About 3 days apart, right?
So so what day does that fall on this year?
I think it's during the week.
Good. All right. So maybe it'll be, you know, Tuesday or something.
Yeah.
Get over there.
I can't remember what I did. I was on a fucking plane.
Oh, you were doing the tour.
Doing the tour.
The movie tour, right?
So, Rod's birthday falls on a Thursday.
And yours is on a Tuesday.
Monday?
So let's try to go on like a Tuesday.
That's nice. All right. That'll be a nice birthday.
Well, and also Christmas for me.
and
Christmas. So we'll all be celebrating
two birthdays and a Christmas.
Individual celebrations.
I can't wait to go to whatever steakhouse they got there. At Resorts World.
Fucking shit. We better start working right now to save up for however much that's going to cost.
Resorts World is so nice. I'll probably still have my fucking Golden Nugget free play that probably will pay for a steak dinner.
I got a thing from Golden Nugget. They gave me free play.
Yeah, you got to check, brother. You got to join the 24 karat gold club or whatever the fuck it's called.
Did I have free? I had some eventually, right?
Yep.
Well, man, it was fun, dude.
It was a great time. I'm still kind of recovering from it. I have to drink this fucking ice cold water like I'm trying to freeze my insides.
I ate a bowl of rice yesterday. That's all the food I've eaten.
You look great.
Thank you.
And that wasn't... Wait, what bowl of rice? You didn't eat a bowl of rice.
Darcy made me a bowl of rice when I got home.
I thought you were talking about the little two spoonfuls.
I had two spoonfuls of Bud's rice.
I thought that's what you were talking about.
No.
You ate like Goku yesterday?
No, I just
was
had
it just
a,
white rice?
I had a bowl of white rice.
Like Goku?
Yeah. Because I was like, I don't trust my stomach to deal with any food right
Sometimes
now.
Goku would go to that fucking weird small planet to train.
King Kai's planet.
And then he would eat like white rice as fast as he can. And I go, I cannot wait to have some white rice. That looks so good.
It is good.
It's really good.
When I was a kid,
now it is. But when I was a kid, it was like drinking tap
like
water.
At Asian cuisine, and I would just get rice a lot of time. And then I found out about chicken.
Orange chicken?
No, I found out about chicken fried rice.
Oh, yeah.
As a game changer.
Oh yeah,
that's nice stuff.
But anywho, gang, yeah, I ate two White Castles. Can I say something about White Castle though?
Sure.
White Castle is the only food where the freezer section version tastes exactly the same as fresh from the restaurant version of the thing. If you get those fucking tiny little sliders, White Castle branded or Crystal branded, if you're from the South, they taste exactly the fucking same as what you would get at if you ordered it there. So y'all know that now. So.
Yep.
And we did go to that goofy little gas station that had six casino games.
Yeah.
Then we went to a different gas station where they had
The second gas station was the gas station I thought we were going to, but it was like I couldn't find it at the time. So
great
we went to the wrong
station.
One.
Big one.
We Terrible? Went to Terrible's, gang, and Terrible's is great.
So, yeah, that was the end of our trip. Me and Clay go get home. We have a dinner thing and got some good food there. I drank a lemonade. I was feeling so dehydrated. I felt like I needed some, like, juice, some sugary something. Ton of water. I felt weird all night because everybody had one cup of water, and then I was just fucking downing the whole bottle. They put a big jug there, and, you know.
You hate when you're the only one pouring from it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny going out to these dinners with strangers, kind of. Dinner meetings.
Oh yeah, gang, if you don't know, we had a hurry back because we just had a general meeting. If you're not a Hollywood sicko like us, a general meeting is just like a hey, how you doing meeting, just so people can keep tabs on you if they're like, maybe one day we might want to work with someone like this person. Just a quick general meeting, not about nothing. We had a rush to do one of those.
Yeah, it's interesting though. I don't know if you've ever noticed this, Clay, where like we got all kinds of fancy food because they were taking us out to eat, and we got clams and
calamari,
ooh. And then we got our own things, and they brought us bread. But the self control that the two guys, very very healthy, nice guys,
right,
had, they didn't even want to touch the bread, and I just kept looking at it like, well, fellas, I mean, usually we're eating at least three baskets worth of this.
And this was my first real meal of the day. And so I was like, pardon me, gang, but I'm actually going to fucking chow down here.
What'd you guys get?
I got a hanger steak.
I got a burger. Delicious. But it's like a special fancy burger where you can't change anything on it. It comes with some special weird cheese and tomatoes, pickled tomatoes. It's great.
Yeah, it's called booger cheese. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was booger and poop cheese that you ate.
Oh, that sounds disgusting.
Yeah, I was like, wait, what are you doing?
Did it stink?
Yeah, it stunk like shit.
Stunk like shit, big time.
And everyone had to flee the restaurant when you ordered it. And then we all left, too, because it was so stinky, and so was Whit just alone in the restaurant by himself. Mm-hmm. And he took some money from the register. So.
Yes, robbed them.
Yep.
Well, because you lost so much, you got to get it back somehow.
Well, they only had $12, so.
And you got $12. $12 closer.
Who's paying cash at restaurants these days?
That's true.
And then he accidentally ate it because he had the burger and the money in the same hand.
And they both stank so bad.
Yeah.
I got sleep last night. Fell asleep at 10 p.m. and I woke up today at 8:30.
Dude, I woke up at 8:30 today too. I haven't slept that long in so long.
Yeah.
I've been waking up at 5 a.m. every day.
When did you wake up in the hotel?
I woke up at 5, and then I did finally fall back to sleep around like 7 or something.
Okay, damn.
That hotel was fucking nice,
dude,
though.
We all slept like such shit that night. We should have just woken up and talked, watched movies. What were we doing?
Well, I was like, I woke up at 3 to throw up and fucking have diarrhea and all that good stuff. And I wanted to go back to sleep so I could sleep through the pain.
I couldn't. I mean, I woke up at 4. I was up until 4:30, and Buddy, meanwhile, was sitting on the toilet. We all should have just been like, hey, fellas, y'all all feel bad right now?
Yeah.
Let's watch South Park.
Yeah, that would be
I woke up and just turned the TV back on.
That's cool.
I was actually feeling really bad, and when I got back into bed, I was like feeling really bad, and a fucking terrible horror movie was on that was like gross and weird, and it was not helping the situation. It was like a horror movie that had like Luke Wilson in it, I think. I don't know. It's some probably shit that no one probably remembers, but it was making me feel bleak at the time of watching it. I was like, "Why? Where's Kenny in the gang?"
Yeah, I don't know. That's weird. So, all right. So I leave town tonight. So clearly,
yeah, and you're not getting any better. So it's good that you got a little sleep because you'll be barely trying sleeping on your flight to wherever you're going.
No, I'm not. I've done a bunch of red eyes where I don't get to sleep the next day. So. But I was gonna say, so what's the plan for the podcast? Like, this will come out Friday. Today is Friday, people
right.
listening.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm gone until
New Year's.
Till New Year's.
Right.
So do we?
And we have to do something right after this, so we can't do a double pod. But gang, well, who knows? You'll figure it out. So.
Okay.
But I think that's the full recap of everything that's happened in Vegas, unless there's something else that, anything interesting there that's happened that...
Did they say BJ Novak?
BJ Novak.
Well, that was the most interesting.
Did any of us see it besides what?
Huh.
No, Rod pointed
out. BJ Novak.
What do you think BJ Novak is playing?
In Vegas? Probably playing his wife, if you know what I mean by that. She's getting played.
I think he probably plays like poker.
Yeah.
He probably is in a poker room.
The wife is like, what are you doing tonight, honey? And he goes, well, I just have a business meeting in Los Feliz, and I think I'm just going to have to blah, blah, blah. And he's in Vegas, probably.
He hops on the PJ.
But he was with his wife or girlfriend.
Well, I didn't know that.
Oh.
Did she have like I'm BJ's wife t-shirt on?
She didn't. You're right.
I don't know if he has a wife.
Could have been his sister. I have no idea.
He's banging his sister?
Well, I don't know.
I don't want to spread any rumors about BJ.
But why not? Explain why you don't want to spread any rumors about BJ Novak.
All I'm saying is I don't want to spread any rumors about him, but he might be banging his sister.
What do you think BJ stands for?
Blowjob? Yeah. From my sister.
Blowjob Novak.
My first initial, blow. Second, job from a sister. So...
Yeah, this has been a good podcast.
Dude, we're nowhere close to being done.
I'm guessing we're 40 minutes in.
Been about 47
minutes. Guess wrong, bitch.
Been about
29 minutes.
No.
Hey, come on. Come on, you got to embrace this. It's probably one of your last ones.
You got to promote some stuff right now.
All
right,
so Clay's coming with me to Atlanta. What are we going to do out there, Clay? I got my show there December 28th. I don't know if
there's anything. I don't know when I'm flying there.
Well, yeah, you got to just tell me.
Do they have a casino there?
Rod? No, they don't. I've checked, but
they don't. The South is weird about casinos.
There's no casinos in Georgia.
Louisiana is really cool with casinos, though.
Yeah, very cool with casinos. They got some of the best
I've been to.
Mm-hmm.
Any of you gang, yeah. So
Clay's going to get to Atlanta probably on the 28th. We're going to jam out.
Yeah.
The show's going to be good. I need
probably have a good jam sesh.
I need this show to be good.
Yeah.
And I think it will be because I'm going to try extra hard on this one.
Yeah, so gang, if you're anywhere close to Atlanta...
We're filming it, so I don't want to say on the internet. Cause
this is going to be the first time Witch tried really hard at a show, so yeah. You're going to want to see this.
Here's the truth. Here's the behind the scenes of what's going on. I filmed...
Spew, Daddy!
I filmed my show in New York. I had this great big show in New York. It was a great... I had a blast. And right. I think the show went well. It was me and the fellas. It was awesome. And I hired somebody to film it because I'm shopping it around or whatever.
Right.
And the dude who filmed it just like didn't.
Just goofed a little, yeah.
He just stopped filming at the end of the show.
He did a bad job.
Maybe 15 minutes.
Didn't you say he filmed his feet a little bit?
He filmed his feet a lot. I will say this.
Sometimes you've sent some of this like stuff out to like companies, and the companies do respond sometimes with, "Where's the cameraman's feet?"
Yeah. Yeah,
a lot of these executives are dumb as dirt. They're looking for
and
the
they go, but there's clearly a cameraman here. What he feet do?
Yep, what he feet do? They say.
I'm like, what are you saying? I'm saying something very clear to you, and you need to take this as a productive note. The cameraman, comma, what he feet do?
Yeah.
So if you can you answer that with your next edit round of edits.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, then
so now you're filming in Atlanta,
and then they watch it. They go, "Oh, his feet just be standing there," and everyone just claps and jumps around. Go on, bitch! What? Come on!
I can't. I was just complaining.
Yeah. So he needs to film another one. This is like his 18th one.
I thought the show that I did was the last one. That I was going to have to do for a while. But then ended up that dude fucked it up.
Right.
And now I got to film it again. So I have to put on a show in Atlanta. And I'm happy to put it on. I love doing it. But I need it to go well. And I need it to be filmed well.
Properly, mate.
It doesn't even have to be filmed well. I just need them to keep...
You just need to capture everything
just
that
happens.
Just
keep the camera on.
I like to be in focus.
The dude... Okay, so here's what I was going to say. The dude says to me, I say, "Hey, pal, you stop filming when I sit at the piano," which means there's about 15 minutes left of the show.
Right.
And those are the kind of the only important 15 minutes. It's like the part
you're wrapping that part.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, "You stopped filming. One camera just straight up stops filming right there. And the other camera goes black, but you can hear sound." And he said, "Oh, yeah, dude, my battery's died. I didn't know the show's going to be an hour long." Okay. And I'm like, "Well, What do you expect? It's like a headline." Anyway, I go, "Okay." And he says, "But it's all good. I could tell you were just working out that material."
Which is what?
Then he manages to like burn me too and says the show seems sloppy and in his own words. The worst part of all of this, and here's what a little bitch I am, is I paid the guy before he sent me the footage.
Right.
And, you know, I was supposed to pay him $300.
Right.
And then he says after the show, "You know, man, usually I charge $400, but I'm such a fan of like, what you're doing that I decided to do $300 for you." And I go, "Oh, it's all good, dude. I can give you $400 if that's, like..."
That's
right. So I overpaid.
Question one, why would you say that?
Because he seemed nice. I don't know. I thought maybe I was, like... I didn't want to feel like I was screwing him. Or I don't know. And then he ended up screwing me. And then he kept texting me how sorry he was on all this stuff. And I just like, what are you going to pull in a fast one on me? Why didn't you just say after the show, "Hey, man, my battery died"?
"Hey, man, normally I record a full hour, but I'm such a big fan of yours. You have about 30 minutes of recording that I can do over you." Yeah.
That's really nice.
I got to do another show.
What's the venue?
Well, okay, so even worse. Let me double down.
Okay, go for it.
I had to do another show. Then, so I book a show in LA at a very contained venue called the Elysian. Seated audience. All
and
this
what means by that is there's no rods allowed in the thing.
I am allowed in the Elysian. I've been there a couple times.
And I film it with no band, except for a piano player. And then a couple cameras, whatever. Edit that, and then that doesn't have the vibe of the band and all that stuff. So I got to film it again with the band. Saying all that, get your ass to the show on the 28th. I'm honestly not sure if there is tickets left. I joke all the time that there's only one ticket left. But that could be true. So get there on the 28th. It's great. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And the venue?
The Earl in Atlanta on the 28th.
James Earl Tatum?
James Earl Tatum, Clay's grandfather.
Your dad's venue?
Where are you playing?
I'm playing at the Earl.
James Earl Tatum?
No.
That's in Alabama. Dad. That his house? It's in Alabama.
No, this is in Atlanta.
Okay, you're being weird.
Are you talking about Hotlanta?
Yeah.
Okay, this makes more sense.
You know what I'm most excited about doing this show in December?
What's up?
We're all probably going to get to wear jackets on stage.
Yeah.
Don't you love that?
I love it, yeah.
Is it
cold? We got to do that in New York.
Everybody looks a little bit cooler playing music in the winter.
Hate playing a fucking show in a t-shirt. Kidding me? Fuck it out of here, dude.
Me too, pal.
Yeah. So, also, here, let's do, before we end the pod, let's just do a year recap.
A what?
A year recap. This is the end of the year.
Dude, it's a blur.
Yeah, Whit has a hard, Whit used to have a fucking great memory. He would remember shit from, he's like, hey, when I was 3 years old, it was a Tuesday, and that's when I first saw Aladdin?
Aladdin. Labrador?
Dude, I can't. I threw up so hard, my brain doesn't work anymore.
I don't remember things anymore because I'm on tour all the time.
Yeah, I was on tour a lot this year, too, and I can remember everything.
Well, I mean, I probably remember the same amount of stuff you do.
And then say, spew it, bitch.
All right, so January, we go on tour with Slaughter Beach Dog. It's great.
Loved it. Great.
Tour
great
of the time. Northeast. Great.
Favorite show from the tour?
I have a blast. To be honest, it was probably Williamsburg.
Williamsburg.
Where they did the Williamsburg address.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was that venue? Williamsburg.
Musical?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what about yours?
DC.
DC was also great.
DC was really
DC
cool.
DC is my favorite. All right, so February, spiel, bitch.
Wait, what was Rod's favorite show? I mean, you weren't on stage, but how your favorite?
Favorite ladies' restroom from the venues.
My favorite show, honestly, I think I just like the venue in Woodstock. I didn't really care.
The
show was whatever, but Woodstock was really fun.
Well, that was when my capo was on the wrong fret,
and it started snowing. It was very beautiful.
Now let's go to February. Go name it, bitch.
February, we get off tour from. Slaughter Beach Dog tour, we go straight into
the tour for the movie.
Civil Dead tour, which is an absolute blast.
Right. Favorite day of that tour?
Favorite day is Austin, Texas.
Yeah, same here.
Ride our little scooters around.
Loved it.
It was great. All the screenings were great.
You kidding me?
Packed houses.
Loved it.
Had a dynamite blast with my best friend.
All right, now let's go to the next tour that you do. There is a theme of this year, is there's tours.
Tour, we get off that tour.
And then
late March.
Did you go to do your show in London afterwards?
No, that's not until
the
summer.
Then a few weeks after that, I then go to Alabama.
Okay.
Mid-March.
Okay.
To rehearse with my brother and Jeremy.
Yeah.
Then we leave the end of March. Not my brother, Raleigh and Jeremy. We leave on tour with Howdy.
Yes.
And Girl Puppy. We go all over the Southeast. This is a long tour, over a month.
Right. And your favorite show there?
Birmingham, Alabama.
Yep.
At the Saturn. Beautiful show.
Beautiful. And then we meet up and we do our first casino tour.
By accident.
Of the year. And this is a thing.
Purpose?
That
we're supposed to go to one casino.
Right. And so Whit's
I'd already been doing the casino.
Yeah, Whit's been doing the casino Howdy. Tour with Howdy and
Raleigh.
He was up and down like crazy.
But when I linked up with y'all, I was up.
That's not what I heard. I heard you were down a little bit because of your most recent.
Maybe. I don't fucking know, dude.
Because I was like, oh, you up? And then Jeremy looked at me, he goes,
Because I had just gotten up and then I had lost it. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So then we did our first tour, and this is the riverboat tour.
Yeah.
And this is the tour that ends at fucking your lowest moment in the desert.
Yep.
And so this is a very unsuccessful gambling tour.
And a weird weird shows.
Yeah, yeah. Weird shows.
And the show that was supposed to be the best, which still ended up being really good,
was, really
was
good
the show in Austin where they had announced the show sold out by accident a few days, maybe a week before, right. Even though it wasn't sold out.
Right.
And it was a whole mess. But we had a blast. We did the river boats. I was up for half a second. Then
quarter of a second. We did had a great time at the Golden Nuggets, drinking margaritas, swimming in the pools.
Yeah.
And that was your first downfall of the whole, or that wing of the trip, where you went down bad. I'm trying to get through this fast because we have more. Because there's a theme with this year that I want to highlight at the end of this podcast. So, gang, just be patient with us. Now, we end the tour in Arizona. We have a great show with Sean Bonnet at that DIY venue.
Yeah.
Had a great time.
It was great, except we didn't know there was a curfew, so we only got to play for maybe at most 30 minutes.
But we had great laughs. Yeah, we had a great time.
Sean was cool.
Sean had a great solo performance. That's really fun to watch. And then we went to the Desert Diamond. We actually did the Desert Diamond before that. But just to cap off like that end of the tour, Whit had a really bad time at the Desert Diamond, and it ended with me, him, and Bud at Waffle House about 3 in the morning.
When I say, just to be clear, when we're saying I had a bad time, it's not my attitude isn't.
Attitude is always great. I'm just talking about financials.
Financially a bad.
Yeah, and so we sat there. We're like, we need to figure out something to do. Blah, blah, blah. You need to get, we're going to get your, and every time he does bad like this, I say, do a show in Chicago. And he goes, dude, do a show in Chicago. I was just there.
Which is often true.
It's never true. You haven't been to Chicago in 10 years. Anywho, gang. So the next thing that we do is you go to London, right?
Play. No.
Okay, what was the next thing?
Next thing we, then I'm off. We get home into May, right? Then I'm off for a month. I have a whole month.
Yeah.
That sounds right.
We can just gloss over the month. We don't have to go with the detail.
Yeah, then I go to London.
So when you corrected me when I said your next thing was London.
Sorry.
I felt shamed.
I'm sorry.
I felt confused. I think my whole reality was up in the air.
I'm sorry.
So then he does a show, and he goes to Paris, and he goes to London, and he goes gambling in Paris, and he goes gambling in London.
And I have a great time there.
Yeah.
Except the casino is fucking bleak.
Then we meet up in
New York City.
New York City, the capital of apples. And we have a great time. We figure out about Ravel scooters.
You have to have band practice 18 times,
18 times.
For 5 songs, which
should and then
realistically
you do the show.
Take about 4 hours to get them all down.
Then you do the show with the taping that goes bad. We all know how that ended. Giving them that money, that I would consider that another gamble. and then finally, we start another tiny, tiny, tiny tour. And it starts in Atlantic City, baby. It starts in New York City, but the second show that we do, or a second stop of that tour, is a little place called Atlantic City.
I win.
And what? He up.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing that he's up, and we are like, fuck, this is a gambling tour. Let's fucking go. And then our next casino, we do another show somewhere. I forget. We go to Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
And in Pittsburgh, well, there is a casino there. And Whit does very bad the first night. And we walk out of the casino, and we're just like, fuck. I smell like, it feels like I smoked 400 cigarettes. I feel bad.
Can I be honest with you? Look, thinking about that first night in Pittsburgh, when I'm doing bad, that's a different guy to me. Considering the amount that I was thinking doing bad was at that time, even though that was just a few months ago, I'm like, if I was to do that while we were in Vegas, that would be me in my mind having the most self control ever.
Yeah, it would be actually
because I had lost some money in Pittsburgh, and I was like, "All right, let's get out of here."
Yeah. So now we do a show. I forgot whatever we do, and good. Then the Follow next Rock. Day, right before the flight, like literally right before the flight, Wick gets the idea of like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's just go back one more time, mm-hmm. and let's go back to the high limit room. That took away all my money the night before.
Yep.
And God damn it, if he doesn't hit a big freaking bony.
Jackpot, baby.
Jackpot, baby. And the whole trip is saved.
Yeah.
And when you're going to the Pittsburgh airport and we're fucking, I'm buying jelly beans that I leave in the rental. And then we're just hopping on the flight.
I remember I was doing the joke of sliding my suitcase down the zombie stairs and I broke my suitcase. It exploded.
That's a great tour. Okay, now, that was our third tour. Or my...
Then you guys did another tour?
My fourth.
Your fourth tour? No, I don't know.
My fourth tour. Yeah.
Did you do a tour? No, it would be my fourth, too, because
I was at the tail end of your third tour. Whatever, who cares? Now, we have, I think, this is where it gets blurry in my head. Then Whit tells me, there's a chance I'm getting asked to do a festival in North Carolina.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be fun if instead of flying back, we just tour back? We do a tour from North Carolina back to LA. I'll try to book some shows in these small little venues. And then we can hit casinos. And this will be an official Casino Boys tour where this is, yes, we're going to play shows, but really our excitement is going to be from gambling, and we're going to gamble every night that is possible to gamble.
I said I'm going to gamble every cent of money I make at all of these shows. Right. And it's going to pay off.
Because you say you can't lose if you gamble.
So we start the show. We start this tour in Asheville?
No, in Raleigh.
Raleigh, that's where it is. We start the show in Raleigh. We start the tour in Raleigh. We get to see Pavement. We get to catch up with old friends that we haven't seen in a while.
Hang out with the Sloppy Boys.
There are Squirms there. Mm-hmm. So we get to hang out with people and see great bands. And then the next day, we're going straight to Cherokee. This is when our gambling adventure is going to start. And we go to Cherokee. I get up instantly $300, and that's basically $1 billion to me.
Literally everyone is up.
Everyone's up.
Except for me.
And then Whit is, he is not doing so hot.
Going
okay.
tilt mode.
It's going a little tilt mode, but that's okay. We're just starting the thing. It's actually good to start down because we already learned what happens when you start a gambling trip up. So then we go to our next place. And I'm kind of drawing a blank here.
It's Louisville.
Louisville.
And Louisville, we went stay at the Derby City Casino. I do okay there. I think I win there. But win as in for that buy-in, I was still technically down.
That fucking casino still emails me every day and offer me tons of free play.
That's cool. And I was keeping track. I was writing down my wins and losses.
Right. And you hit big on the new Nolans video.
The goal that night was to do small stakes.
Yeah.
So I don't think I bet more than $400. And then I started winning, and then I said, then I went to Top Dollar or one of those games, one of those old school
slot
machines.
Top Dollar.
And I lost a bunch of money, and I said, well, God damn it, I got to go high stakes. Right. So I did this game, and I won it all back. And that's also the night that the security guard, just being kind, gave Jeremy a $100 chip.
No, that's not Derby City.
Oh, it's not?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, well, then I got everything confused. Forget the thing about losing money. Derby City is where I was really conservative, and I actually won.
Yeah, you won a little bit. It was fun, and then... Yeah. Now it's time to go to our next spot, which is like St. Louis or something.
Yeah, St. Louis.
And then St. Louis is when we do a group pool where we throw in money. And that's my first hand pay I've ever gotten was doing that group pool.
And that was fucking sick.
And we're fucking high on life. That night you didn't do so hot, but it was such a great time to start the day with a big, everyone wins like $300 instantly.
Yep.
And that was a great time. So let's speed this up, gang. Then we go to, we play a show in Kansas, or no.
Great show.
In Lawrence, yeah. Kansas. And this is our night off of gambling. We're not gambling. There's not a casino in sight.
It's a wonderful show and like one of my favorite venues.
So the bottle, what is it called?
Bottle,
who cares? Then we go, before the show, we go to this
bottle
pretty
neck.
Good right. Thai restaurant.
Yeah.
I was surprised with my, it was great. And there, I was like, it's just not looking this up correct. There's got to be a casino somewhere here. And so I really go deep into the, I go deep into the internet, and I finally find one. And I was like, gang, it's only an hour out of the way. Hour there, hour back. It's 2 hours complete of just like, that's how much we'll have to drive just to get, correct ourselves. But I think we have enough time. Because I think our next show's in Denver or something.
Yeah.
We have enough time. If you want to, we can go to this casino. We go to that casino. It's in the middle of fucking nowhere. It's gorgeous. It's beautiful. Someone gave a security guard, convinced Jeremy that he lost a $100 chip. And he's like, I haven't been playing with chips this whole time.
Yeah. And then the dude just gave it to
him. Yeah. And then, well, how did you do that night?
I did fine. I lost.
Yeah.
Clay.
Who was it?
My mother, probably yelling at me, being like, why haven't you booked your flight to here? So, because she's trying to, she wants to, Whitney to come to the thing too. And I'm just like, don't know what flight to buy.
Gotcha.
Anywho, gang. And so now after that, we go to our favorite casino of all time, basically on the whole tour, which is Ameristar, and outside of Denver in this weird place. And
Black Hawk, Colorado. Yeah, great casino.
Is that, that's our last casino, basically? No, because we go to Vegas.
You go to Vegas.
And Black Hawk, I did well. And but considering, I'm still down. Jeremy then loses.
Yeah.
We did another group pool. Everybody got up at the end of the night.
Right. That was another great group pool. That was a top dollar group pool. Oh.
But then Jeremy started to lose.
Yeah.
For the first time.
And then we go to Vegas.
We go to a casino, Flamingo, which is, I think, a nice casino, but it was a fucking Friday night, and it was just, like, chaos. The vibes were not good.
Right.
I lose. Buddy wins a bunch of money. Clay's up, and he's just not really playing.
Yeah, and Bud does the classic thing where he just constantly wins, and leaves with nothing.
And he would disappear. Buddy's thing, me, Jeremy, and Clay typically will like stick with each other, and Rod, whenever Rod's around. Buddy, well, that's true. You're not always there.
That is true.
Buddy will just run off somewhere.
Right.
Jeremy is losing everything. Yeah. He is going dark. Staying at the table, the roulette table, way too long, and doing these, it starts getting bleak where he's doing these little bets to where he could never win anything even if he hit.
Yeah, he's doing 80 cent bets, which drives me up the wall.
How much money he's trying to win back.
Right.
So, okay, so then it goes bad for me. To be honest, I don't even remember gambling that night.
Right.
But it went badly. The next day we go to Resorts World. I lose. Just don't ever even.
And that's like the end, the really, really end of the trip where I'm getting a little cranky because I'm just like, let's just like, we have to like go home now. And Jeremy, he's always just like, if he's there, he's willing to play.
Leave.
Doesn't matter.
He was mad that we had to leave.
Right.
Because Jeremy started hitting.
He hits a little bit here and there, but he's playing such tiny little bets that if we really entertained his, like, what he wanted to do, we would be there for 4 years.
And so we made him bet more.
Yeah.
And he won all his money back.
So, yeah, he won. He ended up great. I ended with, like, $300 up on the trip, but ended up with, I think, nothing. He always...
He broke even.
Because I remember at the Resorts World, he was, like, kind of...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was down... Just never even up at
right.
all.
Right. Okay.
Time.
So at the end of that trip, bad for you, gambling, bad.
And this is, then we get back and we decide, let's quit doing this American Arts and Culture Review. Let's start Casino Boys because we're kind of
sick. No, we were already doing the Casino because I had to edit a Casino Boys episode.
On the road.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I edited the Carmen episode while everyone was sleeping.
Oh, right. Yeah. I was helping you edit too.
Yeah.
So. Okay. So then we we get off, and this is when we start going to the casino pretty much independently. Once a week. And then Clay's going with Whitney sometimes. Rod's
I just went
going.
Once with Whitney. Well, maybe.
You went twice, didn't you?
Could have been, yeah.
And then I went, well.
Oh, Whitney went with us one time when me and Rod won $600 doing his That's free right. play.
I went a couple times by myself. Right. Then we would usually go once a week together, too.
Uh-huh.
Pretty much never would do good, ever. I've never, at this point, I'm losing.
At this point, yeah. It's bad.
One thing we forgot to mention is there was right when I got off, we got off the riverboat casino tour. We went to Yamava together, and I won all the money back that I had lost.
Yeah, because you were filming a video.
Yeah, we were filming a video, which is me losing money. That was the idea of that video.
But you hit so instantly. Fucking big.
Yeah, instantly.
And the video minutes. That video is up on our Patreon right now, gang. If you want to check it out.
Okay, so. I'm just losing, fuck, dude. I don't know. I don't win shit. It's bad. Then right. we go to Pechanga. I get a hotel there. It's wonderful, beautiful facilities. Mm-hmm. I lose.
I did the classic thing of I win a okay amount of money. I spent it all on the food that we had that night.
It was
like
great.
I did on the Vegas trip.
And I don't remember how Rod did.
I lost.
Rod lost, but and then the next day we're. About to leave, I play this NFL game, and I just hit it so hard that the game breaks.
Yeah.
Spends 30 minutes trying to thing. While that's happening, a woman steps up from this Casper game, and I play that with $20 of free play, and I win a bunch of money on that,
too.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm winning left and right, and then I win the
You're
most...
You're fucking lit. We left Pechanga, and you were high as a damn dog.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I left winning more money than I've ever won at a casino. And then we kept going once a week, lost everything I've won.
Then we ended the whole thing on this Vegas trip, which we just recapped for you.
We also forgot to mention a casino in D.C. that we did, which is what really...
Oh, yeah. That started the whole fucking thing.
Two things that started the whole... really the cycle for me is I took all the money I had made for merch and I put it into the casino and I lost and then I started to win it back.
Right.
I don't remember how much I won, but I won close to pretty much all of it back. And then but I remember being like down maybe $70 and feeling sick that I had lost $70.
Right.
And then on Rod's birthday, I won a bunch of money right when we got there. Mm-hmm. And all I wanted to do was play, but I didn't play. And I just left with... Maybe I played like little $3
played,
spins,
but
I left like way up.
You didn't go right. hard.
And then I went to the casino by myself the next day or something.
Yeah, the second half of the year, you started a little thing that we call go to the casino by yourself without
and
notifying
this was
your
in
friends.
No, this was in February.
Yeah, that's pretty early in the year.
This was after Rod's birthday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So... Looks okay, like so yeah, beautiful. That was that, and that's really what started all this. And then we go to Vegas a couple days ago, and I lose, and this is the end of the year. And this is the most of it. I mean, I gambled so much.
Yeah,
you should do. I think the final podcast should be with your accountant.
No,
you get him on here.
Anywho, gang.
Tell
so
things about gambling.
Okay, so this is the part of the show. We're almost done here. Where we do the this is the award ceremony of the podcast, but before we do the award ceremony, let's see how well we did within the year of gambling. Me, I probably netted about up and down probably $200, maybe even $600 with gambling. So I'm in the green gambling, unless you guys remember any big losses.
That sounds right.
Rod, where are you at with the?
I probably lost like $2,000 over the entire year.
Yeah. What? You don't have to say a number, but we
I'm
all
down.
Know.
I'm just down
now,
a lot of money.
Here's the reward ceremony. First award ceremony goes to best casino of 2023.
Ooh.
Do we have any nominees? I would like to throw in some nominees.
Sure.
One nominee would be the Ameristar.
Absolutely.
Another nominee would be Pechanga.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Another nominee... One of my favorites, Cherokee.
Oh, yeah.
Rod, do you have any noms that you want to throw in?
I guess Resorts World.
Resorts World, but we didn't really get to stay there, so we can't give it a fair.
Oh,
that's
the only
true.
Places
yeah.
that we stayed.
Well, I'm just like I'm trying to
I
like.
Think that's the. I think that's fair.
Yeah.
I mean, Pechanga's really the only one that.
Okay, so any what, you got
places
any?
That we've stayed? It's easily Ameristar.
So, and the winner goes to
Ameristar.
Ameristar in fucking Colorado. Okay, this fucking place is incredible. And let me say two reasons of why it's incredible. One, it's one of the best hotels that we stayed at. Flat out. Yeah. Two, it's the location of it is just strange because it's on the top of a mountain. Everything's hilly.
It looks like something out of Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, it looks very, it's an incredible place. Walking around, it's a little chilly outside. Even when that we went during, the tour was like not even during winter or anything. It was just, I just loved it. I love the hotel. Congratulations. You won the Casino Boys.
Casino of the year.
Casino yeah. of the year. Award number two, best free play. And the winner is Golden Nugget.
Yeah, for Clay.
Golden that Nugget, has, yeah. for me, the Golden Nugget has given me the most free play. Rod's winner is clearly Yamava.
Uh-huh.
That's probably Yamava, then.
Yeah. So any other awards that we can give to at the end of the year, casino-related stuff?
Great, best vibe, Resorts World.
Resorts World yep. is best vibe, for sure.
Yep. I think they should get a Lifetime Achievement Award. Because we can't really have it in the running because we didn't stay there. But it should definitely have the Lifetime Achievement Award because it hosts the King.
Vegas Matt's there.
Vegas Matt.
Yeah. And, of course, Best Gambler of the Year.
And Best Gambler of the Year, flat Vegas out. Man. Vegas Matt.
My King.
You are the biggest winner there is.
Congratulations.
There are some runner-ups. Bretzky, you did a great job. But it's just not quite... Mr. Handpay, you have to be, you're voted the worst energy.
Weirdest vibe. Like something, you
wait,
have a secret.
Weirdest vibe. Also, most unfunniest gambling YouTuber has to go to fucking Vegas Low Roller.
Oh, Lord.
And then D-Lucky, just like.
D-Lucky is the most
you should
unhinged.
Be in prison.
The most unhinged gambler award goes to D-Lucky Experience. Gang, so 2023 is the year of gambling for us. This is what kind of encapsulates the entire. Listen, me and Whit released our first movie this year, and we toured it, and it went like it played in different countries and whatever. This year's about gambling, gang. I don't know what
Absolutely.
To tell you. That is all really what I remember from this year. Everyone who got to see The Civil Dead saw it in theaters. I would like congrats, but bitch, this is a podcast about gambling.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, anywho, gang, that's the podcast. Bye, y'all. Unless I don't want to say anything. Okay, bye, y'all.
No, thanks. Happy New Year.